The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Zechariah, his father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The text we just heard in the gospel is the Canticle of Zechariah. In that, there's a phrase that says, "The dawn from on high will break upon us." This canticle is something that priests, religious, and many laity pray pretty much every day as part of the rhythm of life and the spiritual life and the prayer life. And so this is something that, because it's something that we pray constantly each and every day, there's a lot here. And so I want to focus specifically on the dawn from on high will break upon us. Jesus Christ is the dawn from on high, who gives light to our very existence. If we want everything we do to have any meaning at all, any meaning, it must be done with reference to him. In a very special and extraordinary way, Our Lady's life centers entirely around Jesus Christ, and especially so on this, the eve of her son's birth. We can hardly begin to have any idea of what the spirit of recollection within her soul was like. And yet, she was always recollected. And that is how we must learn to be. We whose thoughts are so dissipated and so distracted by the little things of this mortal existence. Because only one thing is really important in our lives, and it's Jesus Christ. It's our duty then to make everything that we do reference him, point back to him.